In the next few podcasts, I'll talk about the nuclear waste problem, a problem that's often more perceived than real and has a variety of potential technical solutions, but is a real stumbling block for the deployment of nuclear power because it concerns so many people, especially those who have traditionally been environmental advocates and wish to move to a low-carbon energy future, but are really concerned that there's some intractable problem with the waste products of nuclear power. So I'll take a couple of podcasts to review this issue and try and clarify it and show people that, in fact, it's not a real problem, and indeed, in some ways, ironically, it's a real asset. Now, every energy generation technology creates waste. I mean, when solar panels are scrapped, we've got to dispose of the polysilicon wafers, as well as the embedded gallium and indium and other heavy metals like cadmium. They're an integral part of the solar panel, and you've got to dispose of them. The permanent magnets of wind turbines and neodymium, such as other rare earth elements, which should be recycled, are often not when the wind turbines are dismantled, or indeed there are some stunning photographs of wind turbines just left in place to essentially rot in the elements. Again, that's the waste products of an energy technology. Coal and other fossil fuels produce toxic fly ash and mercury and even radioisotopes. There's uranium and thorium naturally in the coal, as well as nitrates and sulfates that form during the combustion and all go up into the atmosphere. And, of course, huge amounts of carbon dioxide. Around 30 billion tonnes a year of it comes out of coal-fired power stations worldwide. The waste from nuclear reactors, of course, is highly radioactive when it comes out, but it's very small in volume. The spent fuel from all the world's reactors would fit inside a two-story structure built on a basketball court. That's the waste products that have ever been generated. However, while small in volume, the spent fuel does have a troublesome drawback that we must essentially babysit it for tens or hundreds of thousands of years in order to allow it to decay back to background levels. For example, plutonium, which is a waste product produced in modern nuclear reactors that don't attempt any recycle, has a half-life of around 24,000 years. And so it takes around 200,000 years or so to lose most of its activity. Now, one commonly suggested solution is to encase this spent fuel in durable sealed containers and then store it geologically in some stable repository that's isolated from the groundwater. Now, this is a technically legitimate solution. It's an engineering solution to what is essentially a small problem. From each nuclear reactor, we're talking about 25 tonnes of waste to manage per year. Tiny amount compared to the millions of tonnes of waste that comes out of each coal-fired power station. But there's a difference between technically legitimate option and a societally acceptable option. And all of the problems they're having right now in licensing the Yucca Mountain Waste Depository comes from this clash of engineering issues on the one hand and societal perception on the other. So the idea of giving future generations the responsibility of managing waste disposal sites for long periods of time understandably makes many people uncomfortable. And really part of the issue with nuclear power is to show the public that these issues are firstly not large and secondly are able to be solved fully by technical means. And I'll explore some of those issues in the next podcast.